2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here, partly cloudy, partly sunny. It's 83 degrees. KSL's top story. Tickets to see the Utah Jazz in the playoffs are on sale today, and the team says they're going to let 13,000 fans in the stands for each game, but with some conditions. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson joins us with more. Paul, what conditions?
And Jeff, sorry to interrupt, but that 13,000, that is a big boost from before. And the people who can prove that they've been fully vaccinated, they can actually purchase courtside seats. However, team spokesperson Frank Zhang says that masks are still a very firm requirement and other public safety measures are still very much in place.
Social distancing, digital tickets, cashless transactions for concessions and merchandise, a no-bag policy.
Zhang says even if Salt Lake City and Salt Lake County have eased mask requirements on people who are vaccinated from COVID-19, they have to stick with the NBA's safety procedures. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The NFL has decided fully vaccinated players and staff won't have to wear masks this upcoming season. In a league memo, they said they made the decision after reviewing recent CDC guidance and consulting with medical experts. Players and staff who haven't been vaccinated will be required to mask up until they get a shot. The new guidance from the CDC about masks has Salt Lake City's mayor amending her mask requirement policy. Here's KSL News Radio's Mark Juke to explain.
For those who've been fully vaccinated, Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says the city will no longer require masks at city facilities, either by patrons or employees. Although she's still recommending workers wear masks in public spaces, the mayor calls the new guidance from the Centers for Disease Control long-awaited news and says the city has always based its decision on such guidance.
Non-vaccinated employees and visitors will still be required to mask up in city buildings. No masks are required for the fully vaccinated in Salt Lake County facilities either. County Mayor Jenny Wilson made the announcement an hour ago. Salt Lake County Health Department Director Gary Edwards said there's a growing body of evidence fully vaccinated people are less likely to transmit the virus.
So what this means for fully vaccinated individuals is you can return to life as you knew it prior to the pandemic.
Edwards calls it an honor system for those who are vaccinated and those who aren't. He reminds people who aren't, you still need to wear a mask. KSL News Time 4:32. Many businesses are scratching their heads after the CDC's recommendations. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the CDC says fully vaccinated Americans no longer need to wear masks, but that means businesses are on their own on how to determine who has been vaccinated or not. New York City realtor Ian Smith says that's going to make it challenging for businesses.
I feel it's going to be tough for businesses that still want people to like wear it inside. You have to be very specific about that.
Walmart announcing this afternoon that fully vaccinated employees and customers will no longer be required to wear masks. As the nation's COVID restrictions are lifted, economists warn that the economy won't bounce back overnight. Council of Economic Advisors Chair Cecilia Rao says, expect the unexpected when it comes to recovery.
As the economy recovers, there will be data that come in below expectations and data that will come in above expectations. Today's report on retail sales in April came in softer than most expected after a large increase last month.
Rao speaking to reporters at today's White House press briefing. Republicans today elected Elise Stefanik to replace Congressman Liz Cheney in a leadership role. That has Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger concerned about the future of his party.
When we just kind of go back to the past and go with the loser president that lost and lost the House for us and lost the Senate, that's not providing people, you know, any kind of a path to the future.
Kinzinger told ABC he believes President Trump's election claims and downplaying the January 6th assault on the Capitol are harming the Republican Party. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Shalayos, KSL News Radio.
The leaders of the House Homeland Security Committee have signed off on a plan today to investigate the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Here's ABC's Andy Field.
Many Republicans did not want to just investigate the Trump supporters' attack on the Capitol and instead wanted to include violence during last summer's Black Lives Matter protests. Democrats in control of the House disagreed, and it took more than 4 months to reach agreement. If the House votes yes, the commission will only focus on the Capitol attack, but it will contain an even number of party members, all trying to understand and prevent more mob violence.
About 440 people have been arrested so far in connection with the Capitol attack. The latest terror threat assessment suggests that we could have a volatile summer. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The country is facing threats that a new Homeland Security alert called increasingly complex and volatile. The alert is issued so police and the public can prepare for what may be a potentially dangerous summer due to a combustible mix of would-be domestic terrorists, those inspired by foreign terrorists, and people prompted to act out based on grievances and conspiracy theories about everything from the pandemic to politics. As virus restrictions ease and the weather warms, public gatherings offer what the alert called a broader range of targets. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
Well, people are gathering on the highways this afternoon. Ricky Meese, what about it?
It's been really rough. And for Davis County drivers, it's slow and go. Northbound I-15 Farmington to Clearfield. Also, on I-84 going eastbound, trying to approach Morgan. We've had road work there this afternoon, and that's caused some delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, want to sit courtside at the Jazz playoff games? You need a COVID test. So let me tell you about the latest COVID testing procedure. Stay here, my minute of news is on the way.
Saturday night, I was downtown.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.